This is the Charles Cook Podcast, where lovers of liberty and individual rights in Tennessee go to get information, focusing on state and local issues from Bristol to Memphis, discussing the important issues with facts, truths, and opinions based on constitutional principles. Remember, we stimulate, but never indoctrinate your mind. Welcome to the Charles Cook Podcast.
Well, hello, everyone. Got a quick show for you today. I wanted to drop in and bring you some information about important events coming up in July in the state of Tennessee. And we've got a lot going on. I've taken a couple of weeks off, and I'm back now. I've got a lot to catch up on, a lot of podcasts to make to get the content out to the people. To the viewers and the people who listen to my podcast. But today I wanted to start out with this one because this one I think means a lot to us in the state. So I wanted to bring drop in and get this one done today. So today I want to talk to you about prayer, Pray for Tennessee. And there is a website for it, a little background on it. Last year in 2024, Monty Fritz and another state senator brought this resolution to the state legislature and got it passed to recognize July, the month of July in 2024, as a month of prayer and fasting and repentance for the state of Tennessee. And it had, for its first year, a pretty good turnout and everything, and a lot of people coming together throughout each county and praying and doing that throughout the month of July. So this year they come back and was going to had a resolution to recognize every month of July from here on out as a month of prayer and fasting in Tennessee. So with some of the stuff that went on this year in the legislature, it was kind of tough to get it through. There was some pettiness that took place in the state Senate. But some folks got together and prayed about it. And as one of my favorite lines from the movie Sergeant York, Alvin York quotes, one of the quotes of his line is, "The Lord sure does work in mysterious ways." And so after some folks got together and prayed about it, it finally passed on the last day of the legislature being in session, and it got to the governor's desk and got it signed. So so it's done, and so hope from here on out, the month of July in the state of Tennessee is going to be recognized as a time to pray for prayer, fasting, and repentance. So I want to share the website with you, so I'm going to bring it up on the screen and show it to you. And so this is the website for it, and some folks put this together. So just want you to see this and let you know that if you go up here to the top, you can see all the information, the events, the media for it, you know, the resources. If you need flyers, you can go to the resources tab there and click on it and print you some flyers off and everything. You scroll down, you can see some of the stuff that that was posted from different counties from last year. And this is the schedule for this year for it to go through from county to county to county throughout the state of Tennessee for the whole month of July. Now, please remember, there's 95 counties in this state. So they're going to, and, you know, basically the state is 420 miles long. So it takes time to get across the state and visit all these counties. So they're doing four and five counties a day. So so like in on July the 3rd in my county, in Hamlin County, they're going to be at the Hamlin County Courthouse at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So they're going to each county seat courthouse. So wherever the courthouse is, courthouse is for that county, that's where they're going to be at on that day at that scheduled time. So you can go to the website. As I said, it's pray4tn.us. You can see that on the screen there. Pray for the number 4tn.us. And, you know, just check us out. Find out what time and date they're going to be in your county and try to show up. Now, I realize that there's going to be on some of these days people's going to be working and everything, and it's not going to be doable. But there's people at your church and other folks that you know who can make it at that time. Share this information. Have them show up. Take part in it. If you can't, if you're working that day at that time, just take time to be in prayer during that time, but also be in prayer the whole month of July. And we need prayer in this state. We need prayer in our local communities, our cities, our counties. We need prayer in this country. And this is a great opportunity. And then we get down to the end of July, and you get to August the 2nd on a Saturday in Nashville. They haven't posted the location yet, but they're going to get together. I think last year it was at Legislative Plaza, and they'll get together and have a ending of the event with prayer, maybe some music and everything as well, to close this out for the month. But like I said, and they have contact information here if you want to put your information in and put your contact information in to get more information about it. You can do that, but you can also go to the website and just make sure that you check it out, print your flyers off, and take part in this. And take it to your church and talk to your pastor and let him know, hey, this is going on, and this is a time for the state. This is no denomination. It doesn't have no denominations attached to it. Methodist, Baptist, you know, Pentecostal, Catholic, whatever. This is time for people to come together and pray and fast and repent to try to get God to forgive us and show us his mercy and grace on this state. We have so much going on in the state, in this country, with fentanyl and the demonic stuff that's being exposed to our kids and the stuff in the schools and in everything. There is no Democrat or Republican or libertarian solution to this. We need God's help on this. And it's time for the people to come together. If God's people will come together and pray and repent for the things that we've done, then maybe he will hear from heaven and heal our land. That's biblical. So, you know, I would say, you know, take part in this. Take it to your pastor. And if your pastor says, well, I just don't know about this, you know, hey, if your pastor has a problem with coming together with the community and other people across the state and praying and asking God for forgiveness and his mercy and grace on our state, then I might suggest, well, I will suggest, you need to find another pastor. You need to find another church. This is nothing political to this. This is about doing what's right and turning to God instead of politicians. Yeah, we need some politicians to get things done. You got to do things through politics to get laws and stuff done. But that's not going to ultimately solve this. We need God's providence on this. So I just wanted to jump in today, put this out here. I'm going to have more content coming in the next few days coming. There's a lot of stuff going on in the state. Even though the legislature is done and gone home, we have the stuff with TVA and other things going on here in the state, and we need to get that information out. So with that, I say have a good day, have a good week. I hope you're enjoying the warmer weather with a little less rain now. So with that, God bless you. Have a good day. Have a good week. We'll see you on the next podcast very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.